treated him. He'd always talked about how she'd dab his forehead with a cool, wet cloth. He said that's why he fell in love with her. He thought she was an angel. A real angel? His father didn't know. What about after he got better? Did he ever say what he meant by God's thumb or how he survived? No, he just blamed his no-good pig-stealing father. The storm moved off farther west, along with any hope of rain. But the image of the fist and thumb remained in Stanley's head. Although instead of lightning flashing behind the thumb, in Stanley's mind, the lightning was coming out of the thumb, as if it were the thumb of God.
Because of the storm, Stanley can see the mountains in the distance, and he can see a rock formation that looks like the thumb of God. Could this be the same God's thumb that his great-grandfather saw when he was wandering through the desert? It looks like we might have come across another coincidence. Let's read chapter 30 on page 130.